Hi there. How are you doing? What's up? I'm here in another Let's Talk. And the topic of this Let's Talk is kind of different from other Let's Talk that I have had. Yeah, this Let's Talk is about some fables, some great story. You know, before I started, it is always a question in my mind that I don't know why that some animals we have labeled them in some bad things. For example, fox. Poor fox. I really pity for fox. Why fox is always considered as a cunning animal, as a bad animal? Why? Just think about it. In reality, is this true? Isn't it? Yeah, it's so funny that I don't know why. It's more reasonable for some animals like dog to call them, for example, loyal and the horse's noble animal, because there are some proofs and empirical evidences that prove it. But fox, I don't know, poor fox. Anyway, it's not a big deal. Why am I talking about this thing? Yeah, yes, let's get to the main point. This there is an idiom, English idiom, grape sours, or sour grapes. Yeah, that's right, that's correct. There is an idiom in English, sour grapes, and this is actually derives from a very old fable. In fact, it goes back to the ancient Greece, this fable. And this fable is about this. There was a fox, and this fox tried, at first saw some grapes, some juicy and delicious looking grapes hanging from a tree, hanging from a vine. And he tried to reach those grapes and to eat them, of course. And he jumped and jumped and jumped, and he tried and tried for all his might and strength, but he failed finally, over and over again. He failed. And he couldn't reach those grapes anyway. And finally, he got frustrated and said to himself, "Wow, they're probably sour anyway. I think they are sour and they're not worth reaching and trying to achieve and attain them." And he walks away. Just think about this short fable for a second and think what it signifies. I believe this great fable, like any other great fables, shows and reveals a very universal truth about human beings, which is happening all the time to all of us. We all, most of people, we all try to achieve some goals. And we try and try over and over again, and we fail at them. And instead of, you know, choosing another strategy, another path, another tactic, whatever that may be, to reach our goals, you know, we give up on them and say that they're probably sour grapes anyway, and we give up and quit and walk away like the fox. The fox, you know, tried the same path over and over again, and after a while he realized that he cannot reach his goal, which was grapes, and he gave up. And you know, they say adapt or suffer. You know, instead of adapting to situation and choosing another strategy, not repeating the same path, you know, when you try something and it never works, it means that it will never work in the future. Maybe it's the wrong path that you're trying, not the fault of the tree or grapes or your goal. It's your fault. It's your fault of your path, your strategy. Maybe if you change your strategy, you will reach your goals. You know how universal and beautiful this fable is? This fable is so truthful, and it shows us the reality of all of us. We all trap into this, you know, trap of sour grapes. But it's just an excuse from losers. It's the loser excuse. Believe me, they cannot reach their goals, and they say that, yeah, my goal, my objective is probably sour anyway, and they give up instead of adapting and choosing another path. It happens all the time. And there is another expression that is similar to the sour grapes fable, which is, you know, the workman always blame his tools. Yeah, that's very sad. You know, I did a let's talk, I think you might know, about regretting, and that's related to the regret. You know, it's just an excuse, it's just an alibi that, you know, I cannot reach, and it's not my fault, it's not the fault of sour grapes. But after a while, from 20 years from now, for example, we will regret it bitterly. Yeah. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, I think it is so important fable and beautiful fable. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for your listening. Have a good day. Until another Let's Talk. Bye-bye.